it for yourself, you will bring in the deepest level you understood, because you're always digging in, right? For us, is this that a lot of stuff will come and go. A lot of subjects I have to think about, and a lot of ways to look at all these subjects. Oh, I'm going crazy. I said, no. I have a permanent stuff here, which I'm turning around that way. That's hap. So whenever I arrive in a difficult barrier, something looks dead end, somewhere I'm confused, I stop everything. Where is hap? Because I know in this path, me will somehow sneak in. Somehow us will sneak in. I have to be careful here. I have to remember that there is only one thing that I accepted. Remember? I accepted in my heart, not in here. Here, one day, yes, hap is beautiful. That's all I get. Remember I told you about this at the beginning of book two. Honestly, this was the only thing that I could swallow, because I was a difficult student. To be honest, I gave a lot of hard time to my teachers because I wouldn't swallow the nonsense. I have to understand it. The only thing that helped in a school of art, suddenly I realized that, no, beauty is not a judgment of a human being. Beauty is a real passion somewhere in the heart of human beings which could be provoked. Magical finger of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart will touch somewhere somehow which is beautiful. Even when he's putting the saddest melody of a chorium in front, it's beautiful. That beauty is beyond the reason I understand. Remember that? He usually goes back to that and say, zikr. Remember to wash your mouth with the repetition of haq. By repetition, in a story, it means mouth, but we mean meaning. You know, in all your state of being, you should always remember the beauty of haq, the worthiness of haq, the only thing which is worth to die for. It's really worthier than life itself, and that's a part of life we are granted. Let's finish it. Last two verses.
Contraries flee from contraries. Night flees when the light shines
you
forth.
You remember when he talked about this? You should. Go back book two. Of course, you cannot go back book six. Go back book two, the story of form and the essence. Remember? Over there, he was talking about, he said, there are stuff that you cannot reach. Like what? Like essence. He said, but true forms, you could change that essence. There is always other side of the coin. Remember? So here, I am counting on that. I know that when you open the window, the light will walk in and the darkness will walk out. Okay? So, this is the stuff. Clean mouth, it's very difficult. Simple stuff. I know that happens. Whenever it comes in, imagine me in a situation of pushing wheel out of a train. How about that? We'll negotiate about it later. But doesn't matter how you imagine the situation the people are in it and all that. If any fellow will, at the moment, we'll think about how. Only that question, what you are going to do, that is this correct? Is this right? Is this just? Is this justice? Is this accepted by God? Is that simple question. You cannot cheat over there, even when you're doing the worst thing. That sentence will tell you, no, this is no good. That's where your conscience has a chance to talk, when you repeatedly bring in the name of Hak. You will see in a lot of different ceremonies, some people, they're silly. They're doing that stuff and repeating, they're going around, they're doing this and that, that, that. These are forms. And remember, form doesn't matter. We said even the form is the worst, the meaning is good. And the meaning, good meaning is that zikr. You see how he brings in these separate stories, paragraph, to explain the first stuff. That people, right at the beginning, forget the big, big, big signs of neon that I know this, I know that. The only thing is, cool down and keep bringing in the zikr of Haq more and more and more. Your other stuff are endless, no matter what. Attend to this one. This was the message compressed in these four paragraphs, I think, and it gets even more complicated, because next time is more interesting even than this zikr. So, on Balal said, Dar bang namaz hay ra hay hami khand az niyaz. تا بگفتند ای پیامبر راست نیست این خطا اکنون که آواز بناست. ای نبی و ای رسول کردگار، یک مؤذن کو بود افصح بیار. ای باشد اول دین و سلاح، ببخشید فلاح، لحن خواندن لفظ حی علی الفلاح. So bad enough, the second one. The first one, I try to make it correct. I don't know how ridiculous I am. I believe I'm even funny with trying to take the other one the opposite. خشم پیغمبر بجوشید و بگفت یک دو رمزی از عنایات نهفت که خسان نزد خدا حی بلال بهتر از صد حی و حی و قیل و قال و مشورانی تا من رازتان و نگویم آخر و آغازتان. گر نداری تو دم خوش در دعا، رو دعا میخواه ز اخوان صفا. گفت ای موسی ز من میجو پناه، با دهانی که نکردی تو گناه. گفت موسی من ندارم آن دهان. گفت ما را از دهان غیر خوان، از دهان غیر کی کردی گناه؟ از دهان غیر برخان که اله. آنچنان کن که دهانها مر تو را در شب و در روزها رد دعا. از دهانی که نکردستی گناه، وان دهان ای غیر باشد عذرها. یا دهان خیشتن را پاک کن، روح خود را چابک و چالاک کن. ذکر هم پاک است، چون پاکی رسید رخت بندد بر بندد برون آید پلید، می گریزد زدها از زدها، شب گریزد چون پرافروزد ضیا. چون در آید نام پاک اندر دهان، نی پلیدی ماند و نی اندهان. انشاءالله مع السلام. Are you found it?
No, I don't know.
He found it. Yeah. You're a clever guy. Found it. Yeah. Who sent it to you?